My 2-year-old daughter Evie loves books, and so I find myself frequently reading to her. By far my favorite line from my favorite book, I Wish You More, is I wish you more pause than fast forward. This notion hits home because it's easy for me to find myself saying, if I just get through this one thing. But every once in a while, I manage to pause in the middle of the everyday grind, and in that pause, find peace and often great joy. One night last spring was one of those moments of pause. My daughter had a stomach virus and had been vomiting into the night. It must have been somewhere around the 7th round of cleanup when my husband and I looked at each other and smiled. Unspoken, we knew why. Having spent so many years unsuccessfully trying to have children, even now covered in vomit, we were able to pause and both acknowledge our painful journey and our deep gratitude for Evie. Today, our city and nation face many challenges, but trying to fast forward without pausing to first acknowledge our past and present often holds us back. A lot has happened since last year's unrest, but some might question if we've made material progress. We've had meetings, leapt to action, but may have forgotten to pause. Pause to acknowledge what is and what has been. Pause to acknowledge policies historically put in place that disadvantage one group over another. Pause to acknowledge that even in these hard times, Baltimoreans continue to come together to create unshakable bonds that weave a new social fabric. It is in pausing that we lay the foundation of trust, trust that will sustain action and transform our city. So for all of you, individually and collectively, I wish you more pause than fast forward. This is Sarah Heminger with Thread.